So the second parak in the Bala Tanya, Likutei Amarim, right? V'nefesh Hasheni b'Yisrael, hi chelek eloka mima'al. So there's a basic nefesh, which we spoke about last week, which is mitlabesh. That's the kale noga, the klipa of noga, right? That's tov v'ra. And there's a nefesh sheni b'Yisrael. That's that portion that's mitchaber to that other nefesh, and that's mamish mi'akodesh baruch hu. That's mamish from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't make sense, right? You know, what's shayach something being from Hakadosh Baruch Hu? You know, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu has parts and he gives us bits of it. What does that mean, right? You hear the kind of question? Okay. That problem he's going to deal with now. So now he's going to go into it. Vayipach ba'apach nishmat chaim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu blew into us the soul of life. Vata nafachta bi. You, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, blew it into me. Kamo shekatav b'Zohar, like it says in the Zohar. Man de nafach mitochei nafach. The person who blew into you, from inside of him did he blew. Perush, mitochiyuto. From his inside, umipnimiyuto. From his inner insides, shetochiyut v'pnimiyut hachiyut. The inner life, Shebaadam, motzi b'nefichato b'koach, comes out with the blowing of his breath, from his inner strength, right? Ken aderech moshul, neshamat Yisrael, the souls of Klal Yisrael, alu b'machshava, went up in his thought, k'dichtiv, b'nei b'chori Yisrael, banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, your children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perush, k'mo, Shehaben nimshach mimoach ha'av, just as the son comes from the moach of the father, from the head of the father, right? I.e., the way the father is, and what he's thinking at the time of conception, that's how the child comes out, right? Also the mother. Kach kiviyachol, nishmat kol ish Yisrael, the nisham of every Jewish person, nimshacha mimachshavto mechochmato yitbarach, comes from his machshava, kiviyachol, and his wisdom, i.e., of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Di'iyu chachim v'lo b'chochma, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chacham, is wise, and not b'chochma. He's not mukbal. He's not finite in the chacham of the world. He represents chacham. Chacham doesn't define him. Yediyah, he knows, ela hu b'chochmato echad. Him and his wisdom are one. What does it mean, him and his wisdom are one? With us, our wisdom is separate from who we are. You know things. That's who you are. You use your knowledge. Him, Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such separation. Him and his wisdom are one. What does that mean? I mean, we're reading things. When you say that your wisdom is separate from you, it means it's a passive wisdom. You know things about life, but not necessarily they're part of you, that you don't necessarily act on them. With the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. Because Baruch Hu, the knowledge of something, we're not talking about knowledge, we can't speak in those terms, we're speaking from our point of view, yeah? But the knowledge of something means that's his midah, that's how he's acting. He acts according to wisdom, it's like, that's the same thing. You understand? Okay. So it says, just as the Rambam says, Hu hamada, hu ayodeh. He's the one who knows, right? Then he knows what's going to be. Davazeh ein biyacholet adam lavino. We can't understand. He gave us free will. If he knows what's going to be, how can we understand that? I mean, like, we don't have free will. So it means this concept of our representation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can never understand. We can never understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu from the point of view of himself. We can only understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu from our point of view in relationship to him. And from our point of view in relation to him, he allowed us to have free will. He removed his... I mean, it doesn't mean he doesn't understand, he doesn't know what we're going to choose, even in the future. But that we can't understand. For us, that's a steerer. For us, knowledge of the future and having free will is a steerer. For Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no steerer here. Because we're using basic logic or basic sfara, and that's not necessarily something that you can be magbil a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't define that in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's terms. From our point of view, that doesn't make sense. And that makes perfect sense from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's point of view, but we can never understand that point of view. Yeah?
Steerer's contradiction.
Huh?
Serious contradiction.
Okay. Kriktiv hacheka eloka timatze. Vaktiv ki lo machshavotai machshavoteichim. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Vav sheyesh ravot mine chalukei madrigot b'neshamot gvoa, al gvoa, le'enkes. There's many, many different levels of neshama. Kamo godel ma'alat neshamot ha'avot, Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Arav Shalom. Al nishmat doroteinu, Eila, and right until our generation, the Baruch Hashem speaking about his generation, the ikve the Mashiach was the akivayim, the heels of Mashiach. Means it's close to Mashiach. The later generations, the lower generations, shem bechinas akivayim mamish, the bechina of the heel itself, right? The gabi amoch regards to more. Previous generations, they fixed kiviyochel. We're also here to fix the head of Adam HaRishon. Previous generation, we spoke about this. Fix the moach, fix the head. The others fix the head. Right? Later generations fix the goof. Whatever different parts they fixed, right? Yeah? And we, in our generation, the lower generations, we're the akavayim, we're the lower parts we're fixing. Shinishmotem hem bechines rosh v'moach, the early generations, the bechines rosh v'moach.
Legabi nishomas ha-hamon. What do you mean lower parts? Sexual desires?
No.
You mean you're fixing lower parts?
No, it means, kiviyachol, if you see a person, you see like the most important parts, his head, right? Then there's lower parts, like his foot. His foot's, your foot's less important than your head, right? So earlier generations, we're here to fix the head of Adam HaRishon. Early generations, kiviyachol, they fix like the head of Adam HaRishon, or the goof of Adam HaRishon. Lower generations, which is our generation, Baruch Hashem says in his generation even, right? Fixes the lower parts, like the heels, the akavayim. Ikve de Mashiach, it's called Ikve de Mashiach. Right? The heels of Mashiach. Right? That's we're close, we're very close. Because once that's fixed, the Mashiach comes. So and then he goes and says that the heads of the Jewish people, also, not only in terms of time, but in terms of, people that we see in Klal Yisrael, you have people who are the heads of Klal Yisrael, and people who are the hands of Klal Yisrael, people who are the feet of Klal Yisrael, and people who are akavayim, right? V'hamon v'ameara, it's ken nefoshes l'gabi nefoshes, ki kol nefesh klula mi nefesh v'ruach neshama. Mikol mokum shorish kol nefesh v'ruach neshama kula mirosh kol hamadregos atzof kol hadargin. So he says like this. Basically, you have different levels of neshama and klal yisrael. Some are the heads, some are the hands, some are the legs, whatever, right? But everyone in klal yisrael, even though he said the leg, but within that leg, you have levels upon levels. Like as you see a leg nowadays, your leg, right? So the leg has muscles. This is your muscles, right? But if the leg also has a nervous system, that nervous system goes all the way to the moach. It's intertwined, yeah? Mm-hmm. So the leg itself has something which is connected to the moach. So within the leg itself, it has those aspects of the moach itself. So to Klal Yisrael, even the lowest of the people, they have a neshama gvoah, which is related to the Rosh Hador, to the heads of the generation. We're intertwined. That means Chas V'Shalom, the Baruch Tanya brings in his perush in the Chumash, I don't know, right? That the G'dolei HaOlam, you can be put into a matzav of chet because of the general people. How? Because the general people are doing certain averas that can affect the bigger people, the big rabbis. That can affect their matzav to bring them to a matzav that they could be nichshal in Chas V'Shalom, a chet, which is an avera which is related to the averas that those people are doing, right? Similarly, the opposite can also be affected. Someone who does Chas V'Shalom, someone who does an avera or bizarre a mitzvah, someone who's big who does tremendous mitzvahs, yes, can have an effect on the people behind the people, right? Can affect on the people next to him. It means so you're asking a question that how can a big rabbi, we all say the same vidui, right? We say a vidui saying on not adultery but on the Isurei whatever, Isurei Arayis. Yeah. So how's it shaykh we're saying al-khed on something we but a person, even if the idea comes up in Machshava, he's not clean from it completely. People on different levels will do the Al-Chet. Person might do just for Machshava, or just for, even the thought that it's not 100% remote from the person. There's still a zika, there's still some level of shayachas to it, right? There's still some level of relevance to it. So he still has a yetzara. If he was put in a room with someone like that, it would be a nisayan for him. On that, he's saying al-chet, that it's a nisayan still by him, he say al-chet. If bichlal it's not a nisayan, who can say, then it wouldn't be an al-chet. The very fact that he's not complete, the desire is there. At some level. It doesn't mean he has a desire for that. It means on a certain level, the desire is still there. He's not free with regards to his Yetzirah. So on that sense, we're saying al-chet. We want to, it's something we want to remove from ourselves. Yeah? Okay. Now, we still haven't gone back to our original question. How is this a chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right?
So Neshama is part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each member of Kol Yisrael is related to one another. The short during and analogy between the two. Is this text also trying to evoke the following theory, the idea of interconnectivity?
Yeah. Good. Low back. Sorry. Okay, he was in the mother's womb 9 months from this tipa that came from the father, from this little, this little drop that came from the father, this DNA that came from the father. Lishtanot le'avot menu tziponayim, to give his fingernails, his nails. V'im kol ze odeinu k'shura miyuchedet b'yichud nifla v'atzum u'ma'utza v'atzmuta harishon shaita mitipa mo'ach ha'av. Even these nails have part of the father. I mean, you guys do biology. Every single thing, you have the DNA of the father. I mean, in theory, you could clone a person from his fingernails, right? If you had the technology, in theory, the information of a person is in his fingernails. Complete information. V'gam afshav ben yinikat et tziponayim v'chiyutam nimshachet ma'amoch shebarosh. They come from this moch of the rosh. Kidib gemara sukkah, nida. Lovin shumena gidim v'atzamot et tziponayim, right? The lovin that comes from him, the gidim, v'atzamot et tziponayim. Kacha mamash kiviyachol b'shorash kol nefesh v'ruach neshama shel klalut Yisrael lemala b'yiridatano madrega lemadrega al yadei shtashulut olamot abia mechochmato yidbarach, that everything came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, from the higher worlds of abia, asilet biria yitzir v'asia tiv kula mechochma asita nitavu mamash nefesh v'ruach neshama shel ame ha'aretz, even the ame ha'aretz, because he's making a marshal, just as a goof comes from a person. Right? Even the smallest part of the goof has those aspects of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even the Yamei Aretz, which considered the Tziponaim, the lower parts of Klal Yisrael, right? Even they came from the Pnimius of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even they have come from this Moach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this inner depth of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Nifla v'atzum v'ma'utan v'atmutan harishon shihim hamshachat achoch me'ila ki yenichet v'chiyut nefesh ruach neshama shal Amei Aretz. All the souls, even of the Amei Aretz, and not only that, he says, even the neshamas of the Yamei Aretz, they come from, like we say, from just as they come from Kodesh Baruch Hu, they come from the tzaddikim of that door. They're connected to the moach of the door. Just as the tziporin is connected to the moach, right? Has the same DNA, has the same like imprint as the moach, right? So the head, the brain, so too the Yamei Aretz are connected to the Gedolei Ador. They have that connection. Rosh Ibn Yisrael Shabbataram. Ubaze Yuvan Mamar Azal Al Posuk Uladovka Bo. They have a mitzvah to cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaDavik B'Talmid HaChomim Ma'alav HaKadov Kilu Dovak B'Shechina. If you dovik to the Talmid HaChomim, the Gedolei Hador, you dovik L'Shechina. Mamash. Ki Al Yedei Dvika B'Talmid HaChomim, when a person comes close to Talmid HaChomim, Kshurat Nefesh Ruach Neshama She'ame Ha'aretz Miyuchedet B'Ma'utan HaRishon Neshor Shem She'B'Chochma Ila Shuit Berach B'Chochmato Achad V'Hu HaMada V'Chula. He says it is. When an Am Ha'aretz comes close to someone who's a big rabbi, right? Or Gedolei Hador, right? It's basically he's connecting to his inner neshama, his inner pnimius. And by connecting to his inner pnimius, right, he's basically connecting to the Shechina. That's so he's explaining the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in the Rambam, the Dav Kabol. You have to be Davuk, you have to clean to Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you clean to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Harehu Eish Ochla. So it says, the Halacha says, what does it say? It says, you have to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, do business with Talmud Chachamim. Right? That's how you cling to Talmud Chachamim. Because they represent the Shechina. What do you mean they represent the Shechina? So he says, because the Pnimius of the Neshama of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the gate to the world, gate to the bigger rabbis. So by you clinging to them, you're clinging to the inner neshama, and therefore you're clinging to the Shechina. There's a Rashba like that in Brachos. A Brachos of the Rashba says that Ein leKodesh Baruch Hu ele ba'olamo ele arba amos shel halacha. What do you mean arba amos shel halacha? It says arba amos of a tzaddik, of a righteous person. The four amos of a righteous person. He represents Hashrat Hashechina. After the base of Midrash was destroyed, we only have the Arba Amos. We only have the Hashrat Shechina and Tzadikim. The similar Pshat in the Gemara is we only have Hashrat Shechina and Torah, but the Tzadik represents the Torah, so he brings the Shechina down. I mean, you can understand this is a Hasidish approach, right? You have a Rebbe; he represents the Shechina. He represents the bringing down of the Shechina Klal Yisrael. By you coming close to the Rebbe, by you coming close to the Gedolei Hador, right? You're clinging to the Shechina itself, right? A Litvish approach would be the different, the other pshat in the Gemara. By clinging to the Torah, you're clinging to the Shechina, right? But they're both emes. They're both pshats in the Gemara. You understand? Both is emes. Now, Lamaisha, you need both. Because you'll see the Gemara says that someone who learns Torah and doesn't have Shimush Talmid Chachamim is not a Talmid Chacham. What do you mean Shimush Talmid Chachamim? Certain things in Torah you can't learn from a book. You can't learn from reading or learning. Go learn about Hilchos Shabbos. You've got to read a whole of Masechet Shabbos. You know how to keep Shabbos? No. You know what not to do, right? And there's a problem of a fire, how to put it out, how not to put it out. If you can't put it out, you can't put it out, right? Or how not to eat, right? You can't do Borer, right? Or what not. But you know how to keep Shabbos? So you do Kiddush. But you won't know like how it's done. But when you go to a family and you see how they keep Shabbos and how it's done, you get a picture of what Shabbos represents, right? That's called Shimush Talmid Chachamim. That's a very important aspect of learning. So the truth is you need two things. And the part we're missing is the Shimush Talmid Chachamim. Learning Torah, you can pick up. You have a Rebbe, you can learn Torah. The Shimush Talmid Chachamim, learning like how to deal with life, we miss out. We don't get that. I mean, you can hear Shirim from now until tomorrow. It's not going to help you in that. You need to cling to Talmid Chachamim. You need to have a Rebbe. You need to have people that you can learn from them in order to do. You have to see how a person goes shopping. You have to see how a person... I mean, we don't do that. But really, you should. Really simple things we should know. Once, I mean, the Gemara says... But, I mean, we don't understand these things, and Chas v'Shalom, it's not for us to do. The Talmud of Rav, you know, went under Rav's bed when Rav was with his wife, you know, man and wife, right? I mean, none of us would do that, right? You don't go to a rabbi's house, you're like, oh, let's see what he does, right? He'll kick you out of the yeshiva, rightfully so, right? But in the times of Gemara, it's Terahu, v'lil modani tzarech. That's Shimush Talmid Chachamim. You can be told that, but you want how what Rav did. Rav, now you have to understand who Rav was. Rav, Lepasik, he didn't stop learning Torah. Rav went Arba Amos without learning Torah. That was a Chilul Hashem. And the Gemara speaks about when Rav was Mephias, his wife, was speaking L'chara, Dvarim Batalim, with his wife. Rav never spoke Dvarim Batalim. All of a sudden, he was speaking to his wife. All these Dvarim Batalim, all these Piyusim, all these like nice words. That's sorry. That's Sarich. That's necessary. You with me? That's Torah. That's a Chiddush. That's a big fire up. It's a big Chiddush, right? So there is. We have to. I don't know if we get the opportunities, but the more opportunities you get to see how people live their normal lives. That's very important, especially for Baal Tshuva, because we never had that at home. We never saw how you keep Shabbos, how you keep Yom Tov, how you know, how you talk to your wife, how you behave. It's a hard thing. We don't know these things. It might sound stupid, But it's true, we don't know. When you see these things, you learn more than if you read things in a book. We all know you have to speak nicely, you all have to do this, you have to do that. But actually seeing how you behave, how you be that way, is something very, very different. Okay, so the two things are necessary. Everyone, the fi his teva, according to who he is, will spend more time on one than the other. But you need both of them. Yeah.
So the idea of having to see things actually being done to really fully understand how they're supposed to be done, I get that. But I mean, ultimately, things can change potentially, and you're never really going to know if it's really being done completely 100% correctly.
You're right.
So that, how are we really supposed to?
We have to install cameras in big rabbis' houses. Be done. Just send them a little apple. Put them on the right. And, you know, nowadays they have.
I mean, just by today, I mean, like previous generations. I mean, I'm sure they were doing it differently.
We don't have
that,
it.
Right?
That's up where you told me. We don't have. The truth is, we don't have it anymore. We don't have really a Talmud and a Rebbe. We have in teaching, we have a Talmud and a Rebbe. But in terms of what they had in the Gemara, a real Talmud and a real Rebbe, we don't have.
You mean a personal relationship?
Personal relationship in which he brings you to his home, you see him, you become part of it, you see all these things. It's a very important thing. If a person gets an opportunity to have a Talmud Rebbe relationship, if he can make it, not always people have time, you know, you have kids, you have things, you have commitments. We're busy nowadays. But it's very important to have a relationship with someone, even there's not to be. Doesn't have to be the biggest rabbi. I mean, we're not the biggest rabbis anyway, right? But it has to be someone who you see as a dugma, someone you can learn from, and learn from them. Go shopping with them. See how they shop. See how they walk. See how they behave when they're on a bus. You understand? You'd be surprised. You see people when they walk very, very differently. You see certain rabbis, how they walk and how they behave when they're walking. It's interesting. How they talk to people. I once saw my Rebbe, right? He was walking in Shari Chesed. And he's, he doesn't talk to women, right? He saw a woman on the street. No, the woman. Kanire, they knew him from Shari Chesed. He went up to her and said, Shalom, how are you? And had a whole conversation with them. what's happening here? This is a person who doesn't stop learning, right? He doesn't go to sleep. He's tired. He doesn't go to sleep at nights because he was learning. He goes, be friendly. You're nice. You know, it's a surprise. A taxi driver, a Chiloni taxi driver, stops and asks him the way, right? He doesn't know who he is. Sees a rabbi with a beard. Okay, fine, I'll ask him. So he asks him the way. He puts his head into the cab and starts telling him the directions exactly. That's not a Chiddush. You would have thought that that's what happened. That's why not say why not, but you learn things, those things you keep. The more you see how these people behave, the more you understand. And also, you could ask them, you ask them a question. I ask them, why? It says, mitzvah after recha kamocha, you have to love our neighbors yourself. To that extent, like, you know, you go put your head in the cab and like explaining exactly the details. Like, you know, you have all these people around you who need your advice. What are you giving them directions? It's Kiddush Hashem. We understand. There's a lot missing in our education. A lot. We weren't brought up in a frum house. We weren't brought up in a. There's a lot missing. And that's, I think, part of the reason we go to families, to see families on Shabbos and keep around with families. Yeah, your question?
Is this like a problem that's like particular for our generation or just for our circumstances?
It's a problem in our generation and it's a problem in our circumstances, us personally. Listen, a frum child, you know, if he's brought up in a frum home, hopefully sees good parental relationships, sees, you know, is brought up with a big family, the older girls look after the younger kids, right? They're brought up in a certain way. So, like, when they go now to live a frum life, they're used to it. That's how they were brought up. It's like natural to them, you know? Your daughter's going to have a baby, and then all of a sudden, without telling her much, she already knows how to look after a baby. It's not like a chiddush, you have to, like, if you have, you come from a family that has two kids. So you have a room and your sister has a room, right? You never shared a room. all of a sudden you have a family of 10 kids, which is, you know, 8, 10 kids, yeah. So that you have 4 or 5 kids in a room. They know how to share a room, right? This one gets annoyed with this one gets annoyed with that one. But they work it out between them. You understand? You always got on with your sister. Can you imagine if you shared a room with her? Right? Maybe you would never go on. No, I'm not saying you specifically, I'm saying just generally. You understand what I'm saying? There's certain things that life teaches you that you need to learn them. You need to learn them from the surroundings around you. To become part of a community, become part of a system, you have to learn from that system. You have to see it, how it works. Are you with me? Yeah.
Is there a quote?
Okay. Umashkar Bazaar. So a person should, okay, this is not for us. When he's with his wife, he should be mekadesh himself at that time. That has an effect on the child. Dafka, וכל המצוות שעושה הכל על ידי אותו לבוש, ואפילו השפע שנותנים לו מן השמיים, הכל על ידי לבוש זה.
He's saying like this, that the effect that a person has at a time when he's with his wife, right? The kedusha that he has gives a levush, gives a garment to his child. It's brought down in the Ariza. He's where he's coming from. He's in the Zohar, but the levush, what do we get from our parents? The neshama comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The garment through which the neshama permeates, that garment comes from our parents. That's why just as we are goof, we look like our parents. So the goof, so to speak, the inner goof, this levush of our neshama, the inner spiritual goof, that also comes from our parents. And the, how this neshama permeates will permeate according to what our parents gave us. So if our parents have certain levushim, bad midas, or they thought certain things at the time they were together, whatever, right? In a wrong way, that can affect the child. That affects his levush. The more kedusha, the more tara that was done, the better the child's neshama has a chance of permeating something good, right? It's like you have a beautiful light, but if you have on that beautiful light a dirty lantern, the light's not going to be shown so well through it. The lantern needs to be cleaned. Right? But if the lantern is very clear, very clean, so the shaman will permeate completely through it. Yeah? You hear? Yeah, what was the question?
So you're saying a person should have, like, holy...
No, I didn't say that. When you get married, you'll be told what to think. It's brought down in Sfarim that the person should... This is not for us now, but it's a person should... The more ahava there's between a husband and wife, the more wise and the more beautiful are the children.
The more love there is, the more wise.
Yeah, people. Yeah. The more love between the parents. Bite. Yeah, of course, shalom bayit. The more shalom bayit, the more love, the more.
That's
on
the
ketchup. Yeah. There's no. What is it talking about? Kids says, the more love there is between a husband and wife, the more the better the children come out. And you should know, generally speaking, that's how it is. Children have problems because of shalom bias. The children don't have, there's complete, yeah, I mean, they can be teachers and stuff like that, you know. We live in a world where teachers can also have a big effect on the child, because nowadays, you know, once upon a time, a child, at least boys, were brought up more at home. Nowadays, boys are brought up from the age of 14, 15, they go to yeshiva ketana, you hardly see them. Yeshiva gedola, you hardly see them. Boys are brought up by the system, so teachers can have a big effect. Now, yesterday we were sending out Rosh Hashanah cards. So my son last year had such a beautiful Rebbe. He was like a father for him. He was like, misses him. Misses him. Mama, he loves him. And yeah, this year he has a different Rebbe. He's also a good Rebbe, but it's not the same Kesha. He misses. He feels chaseh. He feels upset. A Rebbe can have a tremendous effect on a child as well. You have to know that. We have to be a Rebbe for our children as well. The unfortunate realities of life is, and these are very unfortunate realities, that we're so busy. Because whether you're teaching or you're working or whatever it is, you're so busy with whatever you're doing. And by the time you come back home, your quality time is when you're tired and want to rest, and whatever it is. And now you have to deal with your children. And when you're tired and fatigued and everything like that, now's the time you have to deal with your children and just be in your best meetings, because now they're going to see you. Right? That's a big nisayon. This is the sign of a generation. This is a big sign. I don't think people worked so hard in previous generations. I don't know what they did. Or that if they worked with their children. You know, if you were a farmer, say some worked with you, used to see him. If you were a blacksmith, you used to bring your son in. Used to learn, used to teach your son. There wasn't chadarim. If you're Talmud Chacham, you used to teach your son. The rabbi's son became the new rabbi, right? Nowadays, everything's like, you know, it's like, we have the Industrial Revolution, so we have, like, you know, products. So you have yeshivas, you know, let's produce yeshiva bacharim. Let's produce, you know, seminar girls. It's like a product. They all dress the same, they all look the same, they all wear the same borsalino. Yeah, you get a stab, you're a kosher gib. Yes, you got a kosher girl, marry them off. Right, family, right? It's good and bad. It's good because, Baruch Hashem, look how many Talmidei Chachamim we have. It's bad because to an extent, you're losing creativity, you're losing individuality, a little bit. The individuality has to come from the home. And it's a very important, I tell you, the most important thing when you're making a Jewish home, the most important thing is Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tovim, but there's more Shabbos than Yom Tovim. Your Shabbos table has to be a table that your children like to be there. They like to be home. You play with them. A lot of people in Shabbos meals tend to have bacharim over and stuff like that. It's okay, one meal. You have three meals, one meal. If you have all three meals, you're taking away from your children. That's the time your children are naturally at home. That's the time you're more relaxed. Shabbos, I mean, Erev Shabbos also. But Shabbos, you had a good shidduch at night, right? Make sure you got a good shidduch at night. You went to daven, you took your kids with you davening, you came home, right? Now you're going to have all these guests you have to clear up for, your wife's going to be fatigued anyway. Don't do that. Make sure that at least one meal, even if you have guests, you know, when your children get older, you might need to have more Shabbos guests, right? Maybe. But you always need to, that's a time for you to spend time with your home and your wife. That's an important time. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's finish off now. Even if the child, because neshama comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if parents are Amei Haaretz, they're simpletons, simple people, and they give a levush to their child, the child can still be a very, very big neshama, because neshama comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Sometimes nishmas Adam gavol la'in kates ba'aliyot b'no shel Adam nivzeh, he becomes the neshama of a very, very big neshama comes to be of a simple person. V'shafel, k'mo shekatva Arizal. Kol zeh, b'likutei Torah. Okay, he says where it's written. But you understand, the neshama comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the levush comes from our parents. The lantern comes from our parents, which shows that light. Make sure that you're giving your child all the opportunity. The love between the parents is the most important thing you can do for your children. If a child sees parents who love each other, a child grows up with a lot of pluses. He's secure. He believes in himself. He trusts other people. And he knows to love. People forgot how to love. We live in a generation, there's not a lot of love around. There's not a lot of giving around. It's a very cold world. And that starts and ends with family. If parents love each other, there's love in the home. If there's love in the home, then there's love in the community, because that's also a family. If there's love in the community, there's a love in the general, bigger community. There's love in the country, and there's love in the world. When the family unit gets destroyed, you have a cold world. We have a cold world because the family unit is destroyed. The Gemara says another thing. The Gemara says, Chas v'shalom, when there's not love between the parents, there's called what's called Teisha Midas, right? Nine Midas. It's Gemara in the Darim. You'll learn this, B'zal Hashem. But basically, all those nine Midas show aspects of distance between husband and wife. when there's distance between Havas and Maisel, the Gemara says, if there's distance, you're going to have children who are Modim v'poshim bi, i.e. children who are not, don't have the kelim to do Avodas Hashem, because it affects them.
Yeah, but whenever you're,
yeah,
we actually have to start moving the sukkah.
Okay, no problem.